I'll never forget that day. We had heard about a teacher with healing in his hands. He had even raised a girl from the dead. His message of hope had spread like wildfire throughout the land. When I heard he was coming to our area on his way to Jerusalem, I got my friend, who was also blind, and said, "We have got to get to Jesus." When we saw him, we cried out and asked him, "To heal us," and he stopped. Do you believe that I am able to do this? That moment I knew he could, and he would. My life would never be the same.
Hope is here. Nothing more amazing. Church family and guest viewers, this is Pastor Eddie Honeycutt coming to you with week 3 of our online services. Certainly, this is not the way any of us would have envisioned our Easter celebration services to be, sheltered in our homes, gathered as families rather than gathered as one large church family for sunrise services, for breakfast together, for an Easter morning service, for large family gatherings in the afternoon. But the ravages of COVID-19 have made that impossible. It is necessary for us to shelter at home, to keep ourselves safe, our families safe, and our culture safe, and to do our part as we battle together to bring to an end this horrible disease that's taking such a heavy toll on our land and on our world. So stay in, stay safe, and stay well. One announcement before we have the message this morning. I want to say thank you to our church family for your generous gifts, not only to our regular tithes and offerings, but most importantly, to our Annie Armstrong Easter offering. We've almost reached our goal now. This is important because it supports the work of our North American Mission Board. We have more than 5,000 missionaries that serve us all over North America. They're busy at work carrying the good news of the gospel to a world that's lost and in need of a Savior, ministering to very real needs in lives, helping to care for people as we go through the ravages of this disease together. And all the money that we gather for this offering goes directly to their support. Pray for them and for their families as they put their own health at risk in many cases to care for the needs and the health of others. We want to begin the service today by going to the Lord in prayer, praying for the many needs of our land. Father, we pray for all of our leaders that serve us. We pray for world leaders that are making decisions as we battle the disease together. We pray for our national leaders and the leadership team that you would guide them by your Spirit, give them wisdom in decisions that they make. We pray for state and local leaders that they would know the right things for us to do, and you'd use it to help us bring to a swift end the ravages of this disease. Father, we commit them to you and pray you'd guide them by your Spirit. Father, we pray your blessing upon this time of worship together today. We pray for the sharing of your word, and we thank you for what you've done to give to us the opportunity to celebrate Easter together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is not the way that we would have envisioned sharing together today. This is the greatest holiday celebration in the life of a child of God. We celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the event that changed the world. Today, Palm Sunday, a day of celebration as Jesus triumphantly enters the city of Jerusalem. Beginning Holy Week, during Holy Week, many special events take place. Jesus gathers with his disciples for one final celebration of the Passover. They go to a garden where Jesus prays alone. They come there to arrest him. He goes through the mockery of a trial, intense persecution and beating, crucifixion and burial, in preparation for the resurrection on Easter Sunday morning. Rather than examine today all of these things, which we would not have time for, I want us to look at the events on the cross, and primarily one event on the cross. And those are words that the Lord Jesus Christ shared. In the Gospel of John in chapter 19, we read this. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there. They filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Jesus spoke just seven times from the cross. These are words just prior to his death of significance, impact, and importance. The first time he spoke, he demonstrated his love for those that would crucify him. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He showed his love for those that were crucified with him, sharing with one of them who would believe, Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Then his love for his mother. My woman, behold thy son. Then spoke to John, behold thy mother. Then he spoke of his love for his heavenly father. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which being interpreted is my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Speaking of his relationship with his heavenly father. Then he spoke those words that we read, I thirst. But then the one thing that I want us to examine this morning, in our translation of Scripture, it says, it is finished. In the original translation, it was just one word, tetelestai, a word of profound meaning and significance, much deeper than we understand. Oftentimes, in just reading these words, it is finished, it seems to us it is bringing to a close. It is a surrender. It is a giving up. It is a finality. but quite the contrary. When you examine this word, we understand that it is not a statement of surrender or statement of giving up. Rather, it is a proclamation of victory. He had claimed the victory. He had done what he came to do. This word is very deep and very filled with meaning. And we want to examine this word today and to think a little bit about it. An easy way to remember it, it has three meanings. Number one, that the debt has been paid. Number two, the mission has been completed. And number three, the victory has been won. This word was used in many ways in that culture. Tetelestai was a word that was used in the marketplace. When a transaction was completed and the debt was paid, it was marked tetelestai. It would be, in our understanding, the last car payment, the final mortgage payment, the final payment on a credit card debt. It had been completed. The debt had been satisfied, and now you are free. So we understand the theological significance of that. The debt that was paid was his paying the debt for our sins. We were lost. We were liable. And we couldn't do anything about our sin debt. It was his suffering and his death on the cross that satisfied that debt and fulfilled the required payment that made it possible to know him as our Savior and enter into a relationship with him. Secondly, it was about a mission completed. Of all the many things that Jesus Christ done while he was on this earth, performing of miracles, the teachings, the parables, all that he accomplished, all of it was leading up to one singular event. That was this event when he paid the price for our sins. And all of that was completed and it was finished. So he was making a proclamation of a mission that had now been completed. And thirdly, it's about a victory that has been won. He won the victory over death, hell, and the grave. Paul tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians that he was successful and that he paid the price for our sins, and all of that was completed. I'm reminded of an interview I once saw with Bill and Gloria Gaither. As you all know, they are prolific songwriters and producers and singers and have done probably thousands of songs. And they were asked, in your view, what is the most important song, the most successful song, the greatest song that you ever wrote? Bill's response was, not because it sold the most copies, not because that it's been performed the most, not because of the rhythm, the music, but because of the message. The greatest song we ever did was "It Is Finished." The line from the song goes, "It is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. The victory is won. It is finished. The end of the conquest. It is finished. And Jesus is Lord." The most important thing for us to remember during this Easter season is that it is finished and Jesus is Lord. He has won the victory for us. If you're listening today and you've never known Jesus Christ as your Savior, you've never entered into that relationship with him. He did this for you and for me, that we could have this relationship with him. Maybe you're watching this today and you understand, you remember when you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. But so often we take for granted the opportunities that he's given us and all that he had sacrificed for us. It was finished, not for him, but for us, to complete our salvation. I trust that if you have a need in your life, that you will see that need met by praying and asking Jesus Christ either to come in your heart and be your Savior, or maybe to forgive you for being neglectful of opportunities that He's given you and being thankful for the salvation that He's giving you. Celebrate Easter by saying, "Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for me." Have a blessed Easter, and we look forward to speaking with you again on next Sunday.